And at this time, we say congratulations to Winnebago County Supervisor Jacob Flom. Well, not for much longer, anyway. He was just elected to the Oshkosh City Council. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Bob. How's your morning?
Going much better than the other day when we got all that snow and everything. So finally getting right. Caught up on my sleep. And I'm sure you were in the same position waiting on
Absolutely.
Those election results. So, but in any event, we're going to ask you a couple of questions about your campaign. How many doors did you knock on?
Oh, over 5,500. I had about a goal of about 6,000, and I was able to do about 5,500, and then some volunteers did the remaining 500. So I'm thrilled about that. Very much was a team effort. It's not something I could have done on my own. And overall, I'm just over the moon that we were able to talk to that many people on the ground, because that ultimately is what makes the difference. So we were able to get out there and get the job done.
So do you think maybe the fact that you did serve on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors might have helped out a little bit?
I do think so. I do. And the reason is because I think people do care about prior service in government. I mean, it's not everything, and you don't have to have it. But I do think it was something that was very much applicable to my race. I was the youngest candidate, yes, but I also had the most experience in government. You know, I did have a term on the Winnebago County Board, and on the county board, I served on four committees, chaired one, and they ranged from a broad spectrum of issues, from the county's IT department to reorganizing potentially our committee structure. I know you and I have talked about that at length. And then the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. And on top of that, the Winnebago County Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee, which is also known as the Safe Streets Committee. So, yes, I do think that that breadth of service resonated with voters, and I think they gave that an extra look and respected that.
So how long a term do you get on the Oshkosh Common Council?
So it's a two-year term, kind of the same as the Winnebago County Board. Instead of 36 of us this time, there are only 7 of us. So there's going to be a lot of great collaborative work to do. We are going to be sitting down with the city manager next week, Mark Rohlhoff. I'm excited to work with him and the other members of council. I've spoken with a few people so far, just over text and whatnot. Obviously the two people, but also one, DJ Nichols and Chris Larson. I'm excited to work with both of them. And then Mayor Mugerauer, and I've also heard from Councilman Bulow. And then once the term starts, though, you got to be careful of those walking quorum rules. But it'll be great to meet everybody.
Walking quorums. Okay. So don't you find it a little bit ironic that as a city council member, you're probably going to be representing more people than you did on the county board?
Only one thing, and that for me is pretty interesting. I go from representing about 6,000 people on the county board to over 66,000 on the Oshkosh City Council. And yeah, it's a little surreal, but it's something that I'm very much excited for, because the number of people you represent does not impact the amount of work that you have. I have a lot of work that we need to get done on the council, and so I'm very excited for that. Constituent service is my number one thing. It always has been. And so if that is something that is going to play a big role this term, and I think it will, I think it's a lot more emails to answer, but I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, we probably didn't talk about this too much in the past when you were running for council, but what kind of things were you hearing from folks while you were out on the campaign trail?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this, people are concerned about a number of things, but one of the primary things that they're worried about right now is the fact that city fees just keep seeming to go up. The stormwater utility fee, obviously there's a new vehicle registration fee now, and a number of other things, just water bills and whatnot. So people are concerned about affordability in Oshkosh. We want this city to be the most affordable place it can be. And so managing the cost of living from government's perspective and what government can do as opposed to what we in the private sector, is how can government make that quality of life better and the cost of living cheaper without encumbering too much on people's lives. So one of the things that I would like to see is there anything we can do to curtail the raises in these fees? Because it is biting at people, and it cuts into affordability overall. That and our roads. Our roads have been a big one. I don't think the city's investing enough in our roads, and people agree, the chamber agrees. We have the opportunity to invest more in our roads, and I think that's one of the number one things that local government should be addressing each and every year in our capital improvement projects plan. So I would like to see Oshkosh invest more in our roads. And then lastly, housing. There's not enough housing stock in Oshkosh, and that reflects in higher prices for both rents, single-family homes, duplexes, condos, and then just the overall availability. So prices are high because we simply don't have enough supply. So another thing that I really want to tackle is bringing Oshkosh more housing supply. If you want to bring down costs, you have to build more of it. And that's across the board. I think Oshkosh needs more of every type of housing. And if we can do that, if we can be proactive in providing those solutions and working with developers and economic development groups, we're going to be a more attractive and competitive place to live. We want young professionals who go to school here to stay here. And so in order for that to happen, we have to make sure that they have housing that is in a safe part of town, and making sure that all of town is safe, that kind of housing, that workforce housing, is in good quantity, and that it stays that way. So we don't want to see Oshkosh building, new developments, and we've seen a bit of that recently, that are not necessarily to best suit. I mean, it's great that they're going up, but not a lot of people can afford them. So if we're focusing on what people can actually afford, I think that workforce housing, that middle-income housing, is something we really need to focus on.
Well, you mentioned UW Oshkosh students, and you're not too far removed from that yourself, being a student, but UW's system is hiking tuition fees, so they got that in play, too.
Yes, they do. They do. And, hopefully, actions of the university system is the city of Oshkosh being a good stakeholder and a good partner, and making sure that we're doing everything that we can. But yes, I mean, tuition is going up, and there already was a bit of concern leading up into this academic year that with the $18 million deficit and then other enrollment, that UW Oshkosh would have, some sort of impact in terms of the number of students attending. And we hope that bounces back. I have confidence in the university system to figure that out. But right now, yes, I mean, rising fees and tuitions are a concern. And we want people to come to school here to spend 4 years in Oshkosh, hopefully longer. We want to make sure that university is affordable. So there's only so much the city can do in that argument. I think it's important that the city is a good stakeholder in the university community.
What does the transition period hold for you from county board to city council? You're basically done as a supervisor. When do you actually get seated as a city council member?
Yes. So my first city council meeting is April 16th, and that is our organizational meeting. And that's essentially a meeting where we elect a chair, or in this case, we elect, the mayor is the mayor, but we would elect a deputy mayor. And then we would also adopt the rules for the Oshkosh Common Council for the next 2 years for the term. And then we would iron out some of the other specifics. We have some, other orientations and things to go over with city staff. So I'm excited to do that and to meet all of them. And then after the first meeting, the organizational meeting on the 16th, where swearing in takes place and that all turns out, afterwards we'll do some committee assignments, which the mayor focuses on primarily. And that'll happen over the coming weeks and months, and then we just take off from there. So the transition period's rather smooth. In terms of the county, I don't have any other committee assignments that meet between now and my first meeting on the Oshkosh Common Council. So essentially my county board service has been completed. It's something that I've been truly humbled by. They're fantastic people at Winnebago County. And I'm very proud also of the person who wound up winning my seat. His name is Christian Mueller. He is a 19-year-old UW Oshkosh student.
And so he ran on being a student for the students. So good common sense government, making sure that the city's safe and affordable, that this community lives up to its billing. That is very much what he's interested in as well. So excited to see him step off the university community and get onto the county board representing the university and continuing the work.
So basically that seat's being kept fresh.
It is, yeah.
Are you sorry to see your tablet go as a supervisor? Already turned it in? Or?
Yeah, I've turned in the iPad. I think the iPad was the only thing I had to turn in. If there's anything else they need from me, I mean, they know where to find me. I'm more than happy to if there's anything that I missed. But I'm pretty sure that's it. Just the iPad, the charger, the box that came in, and hand that back off to the county clerk's office. They've all been fantastic. They have a great support staff there. So we are all set.
All right. We got one more question for you today, Jacob. Anything you want to say to those that might be listening that voted for you?
Absolutely. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. It means everything. We're going to make the city the best place it can be together. And you will be hearing from me. I will be out and about in the community. If you have any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer, to talk to you, get coffee, what have you. I want to make sure that this is a collaborative process between the new city council and members of the community. So stay involved, stay engaged, feel free to reach out. Don't be a stranger. And thank you very much for your support.
Jacob, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bob.
That is Jacob Flom, who is going to be a former Winnebago County supervisor, but brand new councilman-elect for the Oshkosh City Council. We appreciate him joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.